Hi, I'm James Genus, and I love J. Ross TV.
What's up, y'all? This your boy J. Ross in St. Louis, 10 million strong, hanging out with bass virtuoso Mr. JG, y'all. I mean, he in St. Louis at Herbie Hancock, and I mean, they putting it down. But he got the role, so I'm going to get to the questions fast. Now, all the bass cats, they always ask me when I talk to folks of your stature, when you first picked up your bass, start playing out, how afraid were you to make a mistake?
Always afraid.
Even now? Not so much afraid, but...
Not so much afraid, but you just wanted to be right, you know?
Sure.
Yeah. I haven't really had stage fright or anything like that since I was a little kid, but just wanting to play, you know, right. And it doesn't have to be correct, but just right, you know?
Well, the reason I asked is because a lot of guys who starting out, they play churches and stuff, and as they elevate their careers, they always say that they was afraid to, like, do something or play something because of what ridicule they might get. And what kind of advice could you give them to fight their fear?
If it's musical, there's nothing to fight. I mean, if you're trying to force something, then yes, I can understand that. But if what you're doing is musical within the context of what you're playing, I think it's always good. They can't, like, deny that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now when you growing up as a child, I mean, well, you start off as a child, and you're a grown man now, but you're playing, and as you came up through the ranks in your career, some of the pitfalls that you lose, like playing softball, playing football, and with practicing?
Baseball, basketball, football. I did all three of them, but I was more a baseball player. And I guess when I was in 11th grade, I decided to stop. Like, after 11th grade, I decided to stop playing baseball.
Was it because of music?
Yeah. I mean, I wanted to concentrate on music. And then it was either or, and injuring my hands and getting... Because I used to catch, so getting, you
right.
know, spiked and all that other kind of stuff. So I decided to... It was like music... Art, because I wanted to be a cartoonist, so I haven't drawn in years, but yeah. At that time I could draw really good. Still can, but need to practice. But, and, you know, something in engineering, I wanted to be an architect, something like that, but I think, yeah, around 10th, 11th grade, I decided to just music.
Now, do a lot of your creativity come out of your drawing and all the other stuff out of your background?
Everything. I don't know if you know, but I'm from Hampton, Virginia.
Right.
So I grew up with all the Wootons.
Right.
Carter Beaufort, who plays with Dave
Matthews Band, yeah.
It was just a bunch of us in this area at one particular time. And then we just broke out. O'Teal was
there. Oh, yeah.
So all of us were, like, growing up and playing together. Each one had their own gigs. We were checking each other out. We were jamming all the time. We used to jam over the Wooten's house, like, all the time.
To, right.
You know, wee hours of the morning. So that was inspiration, and, you know, for music, for myself, because everyone had their own style. You know, they weren't trying, you know, we learned from each other, but everyone had their distinct, you know, own thing. And it was just a lot of music around. So that, and art, and everything.
So do you recommend for guys coming up to play with a multitude of bands, so to speak, in different genres to grow their skills? And
you know, it's probably more difficult now to try to do that, to play in different kinds of styles, because I don't know if that's, like, the norm nowadays. But maybe in some small towns, you know, that's the way it has to be. I don't know. But I think you should listen and check it out.
Yeah.
Even if you can't play it, you know, at least, like, go see it. You know, listen to records, you know, check out different styles of music. Don't get caught up in one type of genre. I mean, if that's what you want to do, then fine. But if you want to be able to, like, play with all different types of people and do different kinds of styles, I highly suggest that you go check it out, you know, with the people that are playing it, that you like the way they play it, and check out what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, listen to different records and check out different things.
So now, what's your recommendations as far as being able to read music?
You got to practice that. It's depending on how far you want to go and what you want to do. I always say reading it can't hurt. You know, it can only like help. It can definitely help in situations where you don't have time to like, you know, run through the music. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, some bands or whatever, tours, you know, you rehearse for a long period of time. But if you're doing something and somebody says, oh, I need you for this thing right now, you know, right now doesn't have time for you, you know, to wait till you like learn it and try to memorize it, you know, to be able to read it and interpret it is a good thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can start off with just reading like chord changes, you know, and then from that, you know, getting into the specifics, maybe chord changes and rhythm. And then from that, you know, then you can take it a little bit further and learn the notes, mm-hmm. and then hook it together, the notes and the rhythm. But you got to start somewhere, you know.
And now, do you find like that the younger guys growing up now and stuff carrying the lineage of basshood to the next level, or is it waning, or is it, what's your opinion on that?
I think my own personal opinion.
Right.
A lot of times, and it's not only with bass, it's with a lot of instruments, that they want to go to this and they don't know this. As far as like, you know, it's almost like, you know, oh, I want it, like if you're a bird, oh, I want to fly.
Right.
And, well, what's, you know, the fundamentals of flying, what is that all about? You know, and it's the same thing, you know, like, oh, I want to be able to, like, go. Well, all that is like, you know, it's like learning rudiments. It's like learning, you know, the fundamentals of, like, what the instrument is and what it can do. And, you know, that applies to bass, or your role in, you know, playing bass is first your bass player, then that other stuff is, you know, the gravy, excuse me.
Yeah, you were saying it was the gravy of the music?
Yeah, it's just like, you know, seven times out of ten or whatever, for a bass player, they're going to want you to play bass. And all that other stuff is good. And I love that other stuff. I do that other stuff. But sometimes, you know, a lot of times you have to be a bass player. And that's a lot of times how you get gigs, is being a bass player.
Right.
If you want to be like a solo artist and do all that other stuff, then that's what you want to do. But if you, in terms of wanting to be like, if you want to go and be like a studio musician, or wanting to be like, you know, first call for, you know, different kinds of things, you know, being the fundamental, the foundation of like a rhythm section, you know, your time, you know, knowing when to play, all that other kind of right. stuff, hooking up with a drummer, you know, it's all a give and take too. So, and I think that's with any kind of rhythm section instrument, it's just like learning how to connect with people, even when, you know, you don't play with them all the time. You know, sometimes somebody might play, you know, ahead of the beat, or in the middle of the beat, or behind the beat. And so, you know, it's an adjustment period. And that's all in learning about playing and learning about playing bass.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, James. What about money, man? How can these cats, you know, you start off playing, you're a teenager, you wind up being a little older, you want to retire, but you ain't got a quarter. What can you tell folks, man? Just put up a couple of dollars every now and then, so you can have some at the end of the day.
Yes, you got to, because I mean, this industry is, you know, self-employed. There's no guarantees. You know, you can't go to X person or X corporation and saying, oh, you know, I make such and such a year. Well, you know, it's 1 year might be good, the next year might not be.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, definitely putting away, and definitely some suggest that you just take a portion and put it in a fund. You can actually claim everything and give a portion to the union, and then that goes towards your pension.
Right.
I don't know if people really know that.
Most cats don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Tom Borney's spot right there. He'll tell you about that.
Exactly. I was going to go to his old man.
Yeah, that's right. That's
Bob
right.
Bob Cranshaw, because right. that's what Bob Cranshaw told me, and I'm sure he passed it down to Barney.
Right.
That you take everything that you do and put it aside to go to the union.
Yeah.
And fortunately, you know, a lot of my jobs are through union, or they get taxes taken out or whatever. So that goes to the union. Yeah.
So what's next for you? What you got coming up? With yourself down the road?
I'm still, you know, doing Herbie and doing Saturday Night Live.
All right.
I still do that. And
I wasn't gonna bring that up.
Oh,
but yeah, it's cool. I wasn't gonna bring it up because, you know, when people hear names stuff like that, they won't listen to the message that I'm trying to get them to see, that it's more to. You had to get to Saturday Night Live.
Yes, I did.
You know, you didn't like just say, "Oh, that's my friend James. Let's hire him."
No,
I mean, you had to learn how to read music. You had
to. That's what it came from. It came from being on the scene and being able to adapt in situations, being able to like say, "Oh, here's the music for this. Play it."
Yeah.
And being able to look at it, scan it out, see where there's like could be a problem. Like,
right.
that measure could be a problem. Let's look at that measure. Forget about that other stuff over there. Just, you know, being able to, you know, just look at music, interpret it, being able to, you know, interact in right. different situations, different people. And then that's how that came about, from being on the scene and people knowing that, oh yeah, he can play all styles of music, he can read, he can, you know.
But you know, you just said something interesting. What came up in your background, and how did you program it into your vocabulary to be able to think on the fly like that? When you say something might be a problem, but you know you can work your way through. Is that confidence?
But that and being just doing it a lot. Like, you know, when you, from reading music, you just, there's certain things that you just look for.
Yeah.
And it just comes through practice. It just comes through practice and, you know, application.
All right, y'all. Hey, y'all, this is JG in St. Louis, J. Ross TV, 10 million strong. We're going to let him bounce, y'all. He got things to do. And my wife got them hamburgers cooked up. So I'm going to let him roll, y'all. Hey, give you information on how they can get up with you if you got anything you want to talk about.
Well.
You don't know?
Website is coming.
Website is still under construction. What about your Facebook?
Facebook is James Genus. You can hit me on Facebook. Twitter, you hit me on Twitter.
And that's spelled G-E-N-U-S.
Yes.
Because you know us from the hood, we be spelling it all kind of stuff. Yeah, James Jelly much. And...
yeah. No, I know. Hey, it comes with the territory.
All right, y'all, we're going to let it roll. J. Ross TV, we gone. 10 million strong. Peace.